One of the remaining cases before the U.S. Supreme Court in this term is the result of a political miscalculation by gay activists in California back in 2008. Overwhelming support for candidate Barack Obama among African-American voters would translate into defeat for ballot measure 8, defining marriage as exclusively a union between a man and a woman. Didn't turn out that way.
One of the missteps was the assumption made by the gay community that by framing marriage equality as a civil right, that automatically the African-American community would overwhelmingly support it.
As the Reverend Eric P. Lee, a leader in the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in Los Angeles, he awaits the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court challenging Proposition 8. But other states did not wait. In the 2012 election, Maryland voted on Question 6 and became one of the first states to explicitly legalize same-sex marriage through a ballot measure. What happened in Maryland politically that did not happen in supposedly liberal California is the subject of a new documentary from filmmaker Yoruba Richen, The New Black. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
What did happen in Maryland that did not seem to happen in California?
Well, I think what happened in Maryland in the 2012 election is that a lesson was learned from the mistakes of Prop 8. And a few things. First off, the assumption that African Americans were automatically going to support marriage equality because of their own history of, you know, oppression was a bitter lesson that they learned wasn't the case. And in Maryland, they really did outreach and work within the African American community and within churches, which are a big influence in Maryland, to talk and engage people where they were on the issue. And not only that, but Black LGBT folks were at the forefront of the organizing and the going door to door and church to church and community to community.
And that was the case in California, where conservatives targeted Black churches to try to make sure people understood that there was a moral question and a moral assumption being made about them, and that they should go to the polls and vote for Proposition 8. Now, in the case of Maryland, let's remind ourselves of just how important and significant the Black church is, both morally and politically, in the African-American community. Here's a clip from your film.
Well, you could go to a job, and they call you boy, and they call you Jim. And then you come to your church, and your name is Deacon James Jones. But the end result of that is, in order oftentimes for people who have been trampled upon to feel powerful, there's a need to trample upon someone else.
Now, that's Bishop Yvette Flunder of the City of Refuge United Church of Christ. What's she saying there exactly in terms of the power of the church and this sense of needing to trample?
Well, I think for African Americans, the church is more than just the church. It's more than just about religion. Obviously, religion is a big part of it. But it really is the sort of repository of our civil rights movement. It's where our organizing took place. It's places where we spaces where we were allowed to be, to commune. And it was spaces where we also felt powerful in a society that didn't give us power. So even if you are not particularly, you know, religious, the church still has influence. So that's what she's talking about, the moral sway of the church. And, you know, like every other group that we've seen all through history, all through society, the oppressed can often become the oppressors. And I think for a lot of us, with Prop 8 and gay marriage and gay rights issue in general, there's some consternation or irony that the church, which is the, you know, has advocated for our rights, is advocating against other people's rights.
You know, one of the things that comes out in this film, The New Black, is the extent to which, even though this is a divisive issue, even though this is a controversial issue, within the Black church, there is a forum to listen to new ideas, even if sometimes those ideas are controversial. I'm going to play a couple of voices here.
You as a Black man have the opportunity to stand up for somebody else. Whether you're gay or not, these are your brothers and sisters out here, and they need you to represent.
What's going on there? There's a sort of canvassing, campaigning going on.
Exactly. We feature some young activists in the film. And this is an activist named Caress Taylor Hughes, who has been working on this issue really for the last 3 years. She worked on it in North Carolina as well, where there was an initiative that lost. But she is an organizer that has been going out and working particularly in Black neighborhoods and Black communities around this issue. And that's an encounter that we filmed with her and another activist, Samantha Master, talking to some young men in Baltimore.
And of course, because ballot measure 6 passed in Maryland, you know, these kinds of campaigns were effective. Here's another one. And here what you're seeing in this particular scene is the argument itself, the framing of the argument itself in religious terms.
In the Bible, there's so many things that we could say. Divorce is reprehensible in the Bible. Women are to be seen and not heard. Black people are supposed to be slaves. All of that's in the Bible.
I cannot take God out of my equation.
I cannot take God out of my equation. A woman by the name of Michelle. And was she convinced?
I don't know if she was convinced, but what was so amazing about that whole scene that we filmed, where there's multiple conversations in that room, is that we see, I think, the whole spectrum of people's, you know, opinions and feelings about the issue. People who have family members who are gay, who are trying to reconcile their belief in God and what the Bible says with their love for their family members, people who are not quite there yet, like Michelle. So I don't know if she was convinced, but I think the conversation was the first conversation.
And that's the bigger question. Is the African-American community changing because of this issue? And is the church, like it or not, helping to lead the way on some level?
The folks who are Black ministers who have been working on this issue, you know, they say, especially in D.C. and Maryland, where this has been for the last couple of years an issue, because D.C. passed marriage as well, that, you know, that we have come far on this issue, that we have made a lot of progress in terms of our understanding, our conversation around it, but that there's a lot further for us to go. And quite frankly, I think that mirrors a lot of other communities in this country. If you look at the polls, you know, where gay marriage, not just marriage, but support for gay rights started and where it is now, we've seen a lot of progress. But we also know that there's still a lot of challenges that the LGBT community faces, and a lot of, even with what happens in the Supreme Court, there's still a lot more work to be done.
And all the people in this film very interested in what the Supreme Court does.
Exactly.
And we should learn that very, very soon. Yep. Yoruba Richin, director, writer, and producer of the documentary The New Black. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.